you know, just sit at the edge and it'll catch the rainwater. You used to wash our hair in and stuff like that.
Where would the rain come off then? Is there a place?
Most nights, we used to sit at the corner of the porch. Uh-huh. You know, when the water came down off the roof and top, most of it just ran down in that little rut that on the top of the tin.
Uh-huh.
And just hit the wash pot and get it filled up.
Okay. Now, what would run around the house to get the water off them? You seen those?
Fluke pot? No, we didn't have that.
Okay. Now, the big building, you know, where you would store hay or things like that, what was that?
A barn.
Yeah, you had those?
Yeah, well, it wasn't right by our house. It was a good piece off.
Uh-huh.
But they had a barn, and it had a hay loft on it.
Okay. Was there a building where y'all would store corn?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Okay. A building, you know, on the farm?
It was a store, but it was a good piece away.
Okay.
And my mother went once a month, and you made...
Once a month?
Yeah. Month. And you see, you was allowed so much, you know, to get. And at the end of the year, you know, you get so much off each clock.
Yeah.
And I think the last, before we moved, I think my mother and them cleared, not quite $100, because she said, you know, it took out several, where she bought clothes for Christmas and stuff. Like, if you borrowed money at like $50, $60 then, you know, that took care of most of what you made during the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
off of a crop. And I remember the last year that we moved, my mother got some money, and he told her, you know, that she still owed him some money. And so that told us we had to stay there another year in farm. And then in 1960, we moved.
That was in Cape Town.
Right. Yeah, that's when we moved down. Boy, was we happy.
Yeah.
Because I guess farming, after that I never did like it.
Yeah.
Because then, and we used to go visit my aunt, you know, and they was over in the Delta, and they lived on this man's plantation. Really, to me, you know, I thought it was harsh because they had this old sorghum thing, you know, they make sorghum things in the back of the yard, and
uh-huh.
they worked all day, and, you know, in a year, you're supposed to clear up, you know, I thought you cleared money and stuff.
Yeah.
And back then, $100 was a whole lot of money. And they worked and maybe clear up maybe $50 or $75 in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
After you farm up maybe 100 acres of land, which yeah. wasn't very much.
Yeah.
And she then, my mother's sister had 10 children. And all of them was in the field and so it wasn't very much then.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a storm in 1961 out there. And they took the top off the house and they lost mostly everything. So, one long after that, they moved out here, and the four oldest children got jobs and kind of hope, you know, her restore everything that she had. But I remember that they had to leave out there one night, because you couldn't leave in the daytime, because, you know, you have to pay or either the man. He could make you stay on his plantation. Because if the end of the year wasn't up, you was held. You know, you have to stay there and work it out regardless. And I remember my mother and I went out there one night, one Thursday night. You know, they stayed out there to that Friday night. And late that Friday night, they left and moved my auntie and them back here. Which, also a lot of them had got caught, you know, leaving in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And then they was made to go back and had to work there another year, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, it wasn't clear anything. So it was pretty hard.
And you had to work hard to do work and go to school at the same time, didn't you?
Right.
But you got a good...
Yeah, I made...